Hello?
Oh, hi, William. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Doing good. How are you doing today?
I'm excellent. I got the message yesterday that you wanted me to follow up today, so I thought I would.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, on the billing, did you want to put a different card on file then, or?
What card is on file? What number does it end in?
It's a MasterCard ending in 0363.
It ends in
0363.
Wait, that's weird. I don't even have a credit or a card like that.
It could be that the bank sent you a new one and maybe you discarded it, because the payment back in August went through on that card, right? And then when the account reinstated in January, that's still the card that we have on file. So the payment that we're having trouble with is the one from January 4th. So since this, we hadn't charged it since August, it could be that the bank sent you a new one in the meantime, and you probably got rid of this one completely. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You're right. That's probably why. Yeah, I have a card here.
Okay, so go ahead. I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
It's 4400.
Okay.
6620.
Got it.
9291.
6704.
Okay, expiration? Is 1027.
1027. And then the little code on the back?
356.
356. Okay. So let me get your authorization, and then you will be good to go. And I have the notes in here that I'll push the next billing out 30 days for you, because I don't want you to pay today and then pay again on the 4th, because that's, Sunday. So once I get this, I'll push the next one out to March 1st for you. So bear with me here. We'll make sure it processes.
What do you mean?
So your month-to-month subscription is on the 4th of each month, right? So the January 4th payment is the one that we're collecting now, which means if I didn't adjust the billing, you would charge again on February 4th. I don't want that to happen to you. So I'm going to push the next billing out 30 days. And I'm not sure if this is a leap year or not, but rather than just pushing it out to the 30th, I'm going to push it out to March 1st for you, since there aren't 30 days in February. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so you're all good to go. I did get the green light for you, and I did adjust the billing, so you won't get charged again until March. And then thank you so much for updating that, William, and have a really great rest of your week, too, okay?
Yes. Hold up. I'm sorry. You said you're going to so I'm still going to get charged on March the 4th?
March 1st. So this is January 30th,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So rather than pushing the billing out to February 30th, since there are 30 days in February, I pushed it out to March 1st.
Okay, because I don't know, but I was thinking of canceling the service. I don't know. I thought that's what I was paying. I mean, I know. Well, I don't know. I just figured that. I thought I'd just cancel the service.
You can if you want to do that now that it's paid. That's fine. But what you just paid has you paid in full till March 1st anyway. So if you wanted to take advantage of the rest of the month that you paid for and, you know, get your phone ringing and recoup some of that investment, you can do that. But, of course, if you want to just cancel it now, I can also do that for you. One thing that you also can consider, William, is that your site has had a big orange banner at the top saying, you know, the information is no longer being updated. That's just because we were having trouble with the payment. So there's another option. Oh, actually, wait, I've taken that back. It looks like you're using your own site now. You're not using the one that we had offered you, right? You're using
Yeah.
Let me see. Okay, yeah, so that doesn't apply. I was going to offer you hosting, but you have wmorellasllc.com, and it looks like that site is, you already had that. So that's the one that we're promoting for you on Google.
Okay, so come before March the 1st, the 4th, March the 1st or March the 4th, I have to, I'll call before then to cancel it, or I can just cancel
yes.
it now?
Yes, if you cancel it now, you'll get the email that it's been canceled, and then you just don't get to take advantage of the rest of the month that I just applied for you. You know what I mean? So if you want to take it, advantage of the rest of the month that you just paid for, then you can, you know, maybe what I'll do is I'll put March 4th on here, and then that way all you have to do is call by March 1st if you don't want to continue. But I'm confident that you'll see such a strong impact to your business that you're probably going to want to continue with it. But, of course, if you don't, no problem. You just call us and you won't have any further charges.
Yeah, and I'm sorry. I'm just curious about what are the advantages, again, of the services that's provided by Local Splash? For
so
whatever
what,
I do.
What we do is we do the first page placement on Google, the first page placement on Bing. We programmed you into all of the popular directories as well as the mobile platform, making sure that you come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. So that's the value to what we do, is we make sure that you're being found. Now, your account is coming off a 5-month suspension, so you've probably seen that activity dip down while you were on suspension. But now that it's activated again, you're going to start seeing, you know, much better results again. Because Google changes the algorithms daily. It happens 5 to 6 to 7 times a day. So every time you Google sends over a new revision, you have a team of technicians here that updates your information and refreshes your data, and that's how we ensure that you will not fall off the first page.
Oh, okay. And okay. So how much is the service that I'm paying for again? Let's per se after March the 4th. And I get billed again, how much is it going
to
be?
I grandfathered you into that corporate pricing of $129 monthly. So initially you were paying $249 monthly, but what I did was I put you into corporate pricing. So moving forward, you're only paying $129 monthly.
$129. Okay. I was just curious to see what it was. So I have to call before March the 1st to cancel it?
Exactly. On or before March the 1st if you want to take advantage of the rest of the month that you paid for. Which,
okay.
Like I said, I would highly recommend that you do because, you know, 9 out of 10 consumers will hire off the first page of Google. So there will be business this month that will, you know, potentially slip through your fingers if it cancels now. But the good news is now that you paid, you'll get caught up on all the algorithm updates and you'll start seeing some good results again.
Okay. Will you be the one calling me back on to cancel it? Or
no, you have to call us. So do you want me to give you the toll-free number again just so that you have it?
Yeah, I would. I mean, at that point, I would just want to call to see since you said it's still going to be listed on the Internet, and I should take advantage of it. I'll reach out and see. I know you mentioned the services that was provided, but
mm-hmm.
I just want to see how many times was it visible to get a little more like data information for the month, for this month.
Yes, I'll send you a fresh login to your dashboard so that you can see the activity in real time. One thing I want to let you know, though, is that I found a Google listing, and I think this is for your business, but it's under a different phone number. Do you use 423-501-9669?
501?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Oh, it's 423-501-9669. So let me just look here, because that's the number that's on your Google listing right now. And my technician just sent me a message letting me know that the Google was offering a video verification. So maybe that's because there's a duplicate listing out there with this number on it. So do you have access to this Google business page, the one that says W. Morellis LLC? It's in Chattanooga, but it has that other number on it, which is so interesting.
No, I don't know that number. No. Hmm. You're talking about on the web page?
No, on Google. If you go to Google and type in W. Morellis LLC for Chattanooga, it pulls up your Google listing. And that Google listing appears to be a duplicate one from the one that we've originally started programming for you, because there's a different phone number on it. So, oh, and that phone number is also on the site now that I look at it. It's 423-5019. Do you want me to maybe call it real quick and see if it forwards over to you? Maybe it's a tracking number. But it's not a tracking number that we provided. Did you start working with another company in the interim, you think?
I mean, I did, you know, during the summer, like kind of the beginning of summer, just to get my listing up. Because, you know, when I was getting busy, I thought I needed this, I thought I needed that. But, you know, I ended up just losing track of everything that I was doing because I was just so busy with work. So I was with a different marketing company before the summer hit, like in the spring, or
I'm going to call that number right now from my cell phone and just see what happens. Oh, it just rings as busy. That's not good. So if, well, maybe because we're on the phone, maybe we should hang up and we try it again. But I just tried to call it and it rang as busy. So what some of those Mickey Mouse companies do that you could have started working with in the summer is they'll put a call tracking number on the listing. And then that way, if you ever stop working with them, you don't get the client calls anymore, because client calls are going to a different number. So it appears to me like that might be the case with your listing. So one thing that I can do is, can you go back in and add Local Splash as a manager to the one that you already added us to? I want to just double check and see if that's the same listing that this company went in and altered, or if it's a duplicate. So I'll send you an email right now that says, important, please add us to your Google business profile. And then once that's done, my technician will know whether it's a duplicate that we have to, you know, merge with ours and then let Google know to remove it. And once we do that, we can put your actual phone number on it and we'll get rid of this phony tracking number. But on the website, there is still that phony tracking number. So do you want us to maybe put a new site up there in the meantime that has your actual number?
Well, I really don't know yet, because I made a site with them and I'm not using it. But I don't want to just make another site with y'all and then later on cancel on the service and not.
And then
be
you
able
go
to
back to them. Yeah. Well, the one thing our clients like about our sites is you can always keep it. So if you ever canceled, you could keep the site and the content and just pay us $49 monthly for the hosting, or you could buy the domain for a one-time buyout of $99. But I don't think you have to buy another domain, because it shows that wmorellisllc.com, that was your domain initially, right?
Yeah, yeah, I have. It's just that, you know, I'm not very tech savvy with all this stuff. The domain is in my email somewhere. Because I think I actually bought two domains, but then when you register them and whatever I did with them, I feel like maybe I lost the password or whatever to it, and I just kind of forgot all about it. But I do have a domain that w.morellisllc.
So that's the one that this company with the tracking number, they're using, but not with the dot. It's just wmorellisllc.com. But we have it in our notes that was your domain. So I don't know if that was your domain and you gave them access to it, or if the other company purchased that. But you say the one that you have has a dot in it between W and Morellis, or is that one of two? Because you said you have two of them, right?
Yeah, I believe I have two. When I first, I didn't know anything about marketing or anything like that. So I was like, you know what, I'm just getting help. And, but I don't know. Now it was just, anyway.
Okay. Well, we usually charge $400 extra to put the sites together, but if you find out that you can't get into your domain or you're having problems, W.Morales LLC pulled up as a blank domain, so there's nothing on there right now. So if you decide that you want us to use that one and build a new site, I'll put in the notes here that we'll include it for you free of charge. We won't charge you extra to put the site up. And then, you know, that will just be something that we'll table for now until you figure out. But definitely go and try to contact this other company, because it appears that client calls are not getting to you right now because they have a tracking number out there, and it's just ringing busy when I tested it.
Okay, so call.
Here, I'm
going
to send you – I'll send you a link in your email to your Google listing, the one that I'm looking at, just so that you can see it and that you can see that there's a different number on there. So I think that's the one the other company that you worked with in the summer put up.
No,
which
– Yeah, I see the number. I went on the website and I see the number.
It's weird, huh?
Yeah,
so maybe after we get off the phone, test it yourself and see if you call it, if it still rings busy or if it goes to another company. Just try to figure out who's taking your client calls right now. And then plan of action for you, because we're a premier partner to Google, William, so we can fix all this easily for you, is just go in and add us again as a manager to the one. And I already sent you the email. And then April, she's in our verification department. She sent you an email that says, action needed, William, start Google video verification. So you can just go on there. It's not a live video where you're on like a Zoom call, but you would just go on there and submit a couple of documents to Google to solidify that you're a valid business. And then they'll allow us to merge those listings for you, okay?
Okay. Yeah. I'll go.
Okay. And if you have any questions, just feel free to call me, okay?
Thank you.
All right. You're very welcome. Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.